"Sir Clerk of Oxenford," our host said, "you ride as coy and still as does a maid when you espoused sitting at the board. This day ne'er heard I of your tongue a word. I try you study about some sophism, but Solomon says everything hath time. For God's sake, as be of better cheer, it is no time for to study here. Tell us some merry thing by your fay, for what man that is entered in a play he needs must unto the play assent, but preacheth not, as friars do in Lent, to make us for our old sins weep, nor that thy tale make us not to sleep. Tell us some merry thing of aventures, your terms, your colours, and your figures. Keep them in store, till so be you indite high style, as when to kings men write. Speaketh so plain at this time, we you pray, that we may understand in what you say."
This worthy clerk benignly answered, "Host," quod he, "I am under your yard. You have of us as now the governance, and therefore will I do you obeisance, as far as reason asketh hardily. I will you tell a tale, which that I learned at Padua of a worthy clerk, as proved by his words and by his work. He is now dead, and nailed in his chest. I pray to God to give his soul rest. Francis Petrarch, the laureate poet, hight this clerk, whose rhetoric sweet illumined all Italy of poetry, as Linnean did of philosophy, or law, or other art particular. But death, that will not suffer us dwellen here, but as it were a twinkling of an eye, them both has slain, and all shall we die. But forth to tellen of this worthy man, that taught me this tale as I began. I say first, that with high style he inditeth, ere he the body of his tale writeth, a prohemy in which describeth he Piedmont, and of Saluzzo the country, and speaks of Apennines, the hills high that be the bounds of West Lombardy, and of Mount Vesulus in special, whereas the Po, out of a well small, taketh his first springing and his source, that eastward eye increaseth in his course to Emilia Ward, to Ferrara and Venice, the which a long thing were to devise. And truly, as to my judgment, methinketh it a thing impertinent, save that he will convey in his matter, but this his tale, which that you shall hear.